Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
These days, you don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. You might want to be an investment banker. That's because the wind turbine business is booming. Demand is so high for wind power, there aren't enough wind turbines to go around. Joining me is Matthew Patsky. He's partner and portfolio manager with Boston-based Winslow Management Company, which manages the Winslow Green Growth Fund, focusing on companies that address environmental issues. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you, Bruce.
Boy, the demand is so big for these things. I was reading the United States went up fourfold since 2000.
Yeah, it's been growing very rapidly. In 2006, we were up 26%, and we're growing a little bit faster this year, up 27%.
Why is that?
The economics of wind are very compelling, and particularly in an environment of rising fossil fuel prices, the economics have only become more compelling as technology improvements have lowered the cost in producing electricity using wind. And obviously, the cost of producing it via fossil fuels has been rising.
But in Europe, it's been big for decades, and it's only recently here.
In Europe, there was a much more forward-thinking federal government initiatives by a lot of the countries in Europe to promote renewable energy. And so you saw, for example, Germany get far ahead of us in terms of use of wind. And basically, broadly in Europe, there's been a lot more use of wind power for producing electricity. And we were slower to pick up on that trend.
Well, the demand is so high now, they don't have enough wind turbines to go around.
You're seeing a couple factors, both the U.S., which is really turning to wind now in a very major way with lots of demand, and, of course, China and India also coming on and as part of their energy demands, picking up wind as one of the resources they're trying to implement. And so you've got such tremendous demand. Everybody was caught without enough supply of wind turbines, and all the way through the manufacturing channel, there's bottlenecks and a need to increase capacity.
We're not talking about the windmills from 20 years ago, which were really kind of small ones.
Right.
The ones now are enormous.
As they've been building them larger and larger, getting more efficient, they've also had all sorts of issues. The old blades were made of fiberglass. You actually, with the new windmill blades, because of the blade size in the wind turbines, you can't even make them out of fiberglass anymore. You need carbon fiber. There's a shortage of carbon fiber, and that's because there's such demand for the carbon fiber for use in applications of wind power.
And you would think that it's such a simple-looking device, you know, it just goes around.
Right.
But it's very complex, a lot of parts.
It is a complicated device and an expensive device, but becoming increasingly economic, and therefore, you know, there's not only just regulatory reasons why there's more and more demand for them, it's because industry is realizing that there's an economic reason to use them. For example, Florida Light and Power now producing almost 20% of their power from wind.
And there are states that require a certain amount of power. I think 20 or 21 states require a certain amount of power be supplied by alternative energies.
Right. Increasingly, states have put in place legislation requiring that there be a move toward a certain portion of their electricity needs coming from renewable. And those renewable standards are indeed helping drive some of this growth, too.
So right now we have this bottleneck on the parts to make these turbines.
Yep.
When does that clear up?
I mean, you have Vestas building new facilities, which is a wind turbine maker, you have Zoltek, which we know well, which is a carbon fiber manufacturer, has been adding capacity in its facilities, particularly in Hungary. So you're really trying to catch up with demand by adding capacity. Now, is there truly ever a catch-up in the near term? I can't tell, but I knew that, no, there's more capacity coming on in 2008 with both of those companies.
Wind is bigger than solar.
Wind is bigger than solar because it's more economic. And, of course, geothermal, which is another alternative energy source, is even cheaper. You know, you're going to see some very rapid growth of a lot of different categories of renewable energy over the next decade, and wind is certainly seeing the biggest growth because it has so many applications. It can be put in a lot of different places, and obviously with the wind farms you're seeing are producing a lot of electricity with those larger and larger wind turbines.
But even with all of this growth in the wind industry, it's still supposed only a small fraction of the energy that's consumed in the United States, right?
Yeah, in the U.S., 50% of our electricity comes from coal. Less than 3% is coming from wind.
So what would it take for wind power to cover a much greater portion of our energy use?
Well, you're seeing 25% plus growth now. That you're likely going to see acceleration as some of the capacity issues are eased. And you know, with that, you will see continued growth in the market share of the energy that's produced via wind in the U.S. But, you know, you're coming off of such a small base. This could go on for many years. You know, you could see acceleration to 50% and still have that continue for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. And we're just sort of beginning to make a dent in fossil fuel use.
Well, Matt Patsky, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bruce. It's my pleasure.
Matthew Patsky is partner and portfolio manager with Boston-based Winslow Management Company. Coming up, heading for the hills of New Zealand, Tuvaluans flee the advancing sea. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.